And, of course, this hour we'll take your calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, things that Doc says that you might not be able to write down in time, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, can you believe how fast this year is going? Wow.
It's going fast because we're busy, George, and when you're busy, time goes fast.
It absolutely does. Let's go to the phones. They're lining up for you. Jeff in North Dakota. Hey, Jeffrey, go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you so much for having me on. You're such a blessing. And Doc Wallach, you also. And George, I'm gonna share my story, Doc, real quick with you. But I want to thank you, George. I want to learn about Tumorac that helped me with my pancreatic cancer 3 years ago.
Excellent.
3 years ago. 3 years ago this week, I had gotten pancreatic cancer. I got COVID, and right after that, I got shingles, and as a result, I got fibromyalgia.
Jeez.
Now, to beat the pancreatic cancer, I got on a study right quick. It said eat a lot of spinach, so I was drinking spinach drink every day with banana and broccoli, but I also was taking the Tumorac, thanks to George, and I found out that I was taking 500 milligram seaweed tablet will help with cancer. So by me researching that, the Lord helped me beat that. But then, like I said, I got COVID and shingles right after that, and so these things I got in a row. But the problem I have now is as a result of that, because I was taking metformin, which was 4% of people, it causes pancreatic cancer. So I got off that, and I'm now on Bivaxin, I think it's called. But I have a non-cancerous cyst down outside of my left kidney. And I had to walk with a cane. I went from 220 pounds down to 160 pounds, but now my weight's up. This has been 3 years later, but I still have to walk with a cane, so I'm disabled, and I have these cramps because I get off balance because of that. Is there anything I can do to make that cyst go away? I mean, I've had a CT scan, MRI. They said it's non-cancerous, but I got that now.
Okay, you said non-cancerous?
Non-cancerous.
Okay,
yeah,
good. Okay.
Yeah, that's what the doctor told me. Like I said, I had a CT scan, MRI 3 years ago this week.
Okay, so what do you weigh now?
Now I weigh 185 to 190. I vary 5 pounds because I walk,
sure,
you know, in the morning.
Okay. Now, do you have any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
No, sir.
Okay. How many times do you wake up at night to urinate? Once, three times, none, five?
Only three. Once before I go to bed, and once in the middle of the night, and then once right before I get up in the morning. So three times.
Okay, about three times during the night. Okay. And let's see here. Have you lost your sense of smell?
No, I only lost my sense of smell when I got COVID. That was the only time.
Has your voice changed? Do you have difficulty in swallowing?
No, sir.
Okay, good. Okay, so now your main complaint is you have, let's see here, what? Balance problems a little bit?
I have a constant cramp on the outside of my left kidney, and I'm supposed to take 4 pain pills a day. I don't. I just take one Advil before I go to sleep.
Okay.
I don't take the pain pills because they make me too tired.
He's got that cyst, Doc.
Yeah, it has his non-cancerous cyst next to his kidney. Okay. So
yes,
what we want to do is get rid of inflammation and have you stay away from the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats.
Yes, sir, I've been doing that, yes.
The only people who are not sensitive to gluten are dead people, so you want to stay away from gluten. And then no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet one's got to go, because carbonation neutralizes stomach acid, so you cannot efficiently absorb minerals or digest food. Mm-hmm. Then, at your body weight, 190 pounds, something like that, you want to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month. You're going to take 2 bottles a month of the MSM, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. They're going to support your immune system, which is important here. They're going to support your cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue, okay, including your bone marrow, which is where your white blood cells, your antibodies are made to, again, protect you, okay. And then I want you to take 3 of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month. They're going to support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in your brain, your heart, and your kidneys. Okay, and should help with the kidney cramps in their area because the arteries are probably blocked. Okay, and let's start there. You know, I could throw another 25 things at you, but let's start there because I think it's going to cover all your complaints. But you may have a little bit of osteoporosis of the skull, also squeezing the spinal cord, which is causing you to urinate three times, and you know, at night, at the beginning of the evening, in the middle of the night, when you before, you know, when you first wake up, and so you should not be doing that. And so this tells you that the skull is squeezing your spinal cord is telling your urinary bladder to urinate. That's what's going on there.
How did you find that out about the skull, Doc?
Okay, well, remember, I'm a pathologist, and I've done 32,000 autopsies. My thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, and I kept getting, you know, all these bodies, all these weird diagnoses, and they were going to all these specialists, not getting results and everything. And I'm finding consistency with osteoporosis of the skull. And a lot of these people, they were being killed by the ablation therapy because they had atrial fibrillation, but it's not a heart issue. It's a skull issue, squeezing the 10th cranial nerve. It's a nerve problem.
The nerve that goes into the hearts, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And so that 10th cranial nerve goes into the heart and tells the heart what to do. And when the skull is squeezing that 10th cranial nerve, it's telling the heart to beat and not beat and beat and not beat. That's why it's all irregular. And they're treating the heart when really they should have been treating the skull. So I would look through all the medical literature, and guess what? There's nobody talking about osteoporosis of the skull. The only osteoporosis doctors are worried about are from the neck down. And that's why it's $6.5 trillion a year between the United States, Canada, and the EU. $6.5 trillion a year we spend on treating the symptoms of osteoporosis. They love osteoporosis, okay? But nobody talks about osteoporosis of the skull. And, you know, you lose your vision. The skull squeezes the optic nerve, the optic vein, the optic artery. You get Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia. You lose your voice. All kinds of stuff happens when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And so when we started treating patients for that, and all their problems went away. And so it made sense to put it into a book, and then finally we also made a CD out of it. So we have the book and the CD set, and you get a nice little discount when you buy the set.
Perfect. You've heard of the late prophet Edgar Cayce, right?
Yes, well, of course.
He said to prevent cancer, not cure it, but to prevent cancer, eat 3 almonds a day. I've been doing that for 6-7 years now, Doc. What is it about an almond that he thought was so important? It's got phosphorus in it.
They have phosphorus, which is an essential mineral. Okay, good for your immune system, your bone marrow. But also they have essential fatty acids, which are good for your immune system. The essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, actually support your immune system. And so, you know, I eat a handful of mixed salted nuts once or twice a day because of that. But I also take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which has 215 nutrients, including all these essential nutrients.
The same that are in almonds,
food,
right?
You can't, same as the almonds. You can't guarantee it's in the food because, again, remember, U.S. Senate Document 264, 1936, said there's no longer sufficient amounts of minerals in the soil in America to support normal human life and longevity. And that's why we came up with the book, Hell's Kitchen. It goes from the transition from wood and coal as fuel to electricity, and we gave up our source of minerals that we've been using for thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
And fertilizers.
And fertilizers for the gardens, of course. We put the wood ashes in the gardens, put the coal ashes in the gardens, and the carrots and the tomatoes and the beans and the onions would suck up the minerals. We'd eat those vegetables, we'd get minerals that way.
Let's go
our
to...
are not found in our vegetables anymore because farmers only use NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, because that's all the plants need to live. We need 16 minerals. Plants only need 3.
Let's go to Eric, truck driving in Indiana. Welcome to the show. Hello, Eric.
Hello, George. It's a pleasure to talk to Doc Wallach, I tell you.
He's one of a kind, I'll tell you that.
Yes, he is indeed.
Yes, sir, Eric, how can we help you?
Got a couple questions on the detox. When you're in good health, how often do you actually have to detox when you're in good health? And when you're in bad health, I mean, how often should you detox? You know, don't know much about it. I've never really done it. But I'm in pretty good health. I'd like to try it sometime, you know. And, and what are the signs when you do need to detox? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's several things you can do. We actually have a hair analysis. You can't get these numbers from a blood test. But we have a requirement for 60 essential minerals, And then there's about two dozen toxic minerals, you know, like lead and mercury and uranium and stuff like that. And so we have a hair analysis. We have a book called Rare Earths and Cures in chapter 10 and 11, starting at page 272. It tells you how to collect your hair, how to package it, where to ship it to. Don't forget to put the check in there because the lab won't run the test without it. And within a couple of weeks, you get back two charts. One chart on all your nutritional minerals. It tells you how you're doing, which ones are right where they're supposed to be, which ones are low. If they're all low, that means you're not absorbing because you're eating gluten, okay? And then also the hair analysis will tell you what toxic minerals you have. Very important, okay? Now,
that's intriguing.
Yeah, you need the 90 essential nutrients, so that's the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. You know, one of those for 100 pounds of body. We have a lot of truck drivers who use our products for that reason, and because of all the toxicity around the truck stops and that kind of stuff, and on the road and pollution and so on. And then also, we have the detox. It's called Herbal Rainforest. It has 13 cleansing herbs and 78 minerals. How much do you weigh?
198.
Okay.
198,
Doc.
198, Eric, okay. What you want to do is take 2 quarts a month of our Herbal Rainforest, take an ounce at breakfast, ounce at dinner time. If you get diarrhea, which you shouldn't, but if you get diarrhea, you can cut it to a half ounce twice a day for a week or so and then go back to an ounce twice a day. And then in 3 months, do another hair analysis, and all the toxic minerals will be gone. And your essential minerals, all the good minerals, should be up in that normal range, okay? And so how long do you have to stay on the supplement program? Well, forever. How long do you need oxygen? Forever. I mean, you don't put dirt from Texas in your truck, do you? No, you put diesel fuel or gasoline in there. And so you don't put dirt from Texas in there because there's bound to be some fuel in there. No, you put actually the fuel. So that's why you have to take these nutrients specifically. And especially when you're working in an industry like you are, we're dealing, with environmental pollution and toxins and all this kind of stuff all the time. And so, you can share that with all your truck driver friends and buddies and so forth. And it's one of those things where farmers, truck drivers, people who work in factories need to be doing that hair analysis once a year.
That's intriguing. I think I'll do that, though.
Yeah, you should, George.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Tom, you've got a text or tweet for Doc. What do you have?
Hey, Doc, Janine in Idaho would like you to talk about why cereal is bad, and she says, I happen to like cornflakes.
In Idaho?
That's where she's from.
Okay. Yeah, I used to have a CD out called Cereal Killers. Not S-E-R, but C-E-R. Okay, because of the gluten in them. Okay, the gluten in wheat, barley, rye, and oats will kill you. Now, if you want to eat grain...
Well, you're not a fan of gluten, Doc, are you?
No, sir. I autopsied too many bodies. When you looked at their intestines, it looked like plastic tubes. All their villi were gone because they'd been eating gluten.
Why didn't we hear anything about gluten 5 years ago?
Well, you heard about it, but not from the medical system, okay? I was talking about it 25 years ago, okay? And, again... It's one of those things where Cereal Killers, I mean, it was a bestseller. It was back when there was audio cassette tapes. It was an audio cassette tape. And I had some competitive companies that were selling oatmeal and stuff like that and oat flour. And so they sued me. So I had to take it off the market for a while. We're going to bring it back on the market, the Cereal Killers. But it won't be a CD anymore. It'll be a book, okay, Cereal Killers. And goes into all the diseases you get. There's over 600 different diseases you can get when you eat gluten because you cannot absorb nutrition, even if you're supplementing. Here's an example, if I may. You take somebody who's 65 years old. They go into the doctor and they say, you've got diabetes. And so they put them on metformin, which is an oral form of...
They're pills, right?
Of insulin. It's an oral form of insulin to lower their blood sugar. And they come back in a month later, and their blood sugar is higher. Or were you taking your metformin? I took it faithfully every day.
Take another one. Take two now.
Yeah. And, well, they take it, and it doesn't help. Well, that's because they're eating gluten. The only people who are not sensitive to gluten are dead people. And so they were not able to absorb the metformin because of an oral product. And so the doctors liked it because they had to come in every month to do their injectable stuff.
Gluten is in generally what kind of foods?
Grain. It's in wheat, barley, rye, and oats.
Okay.
In bread.
So not in celery, tomatoes, nothing like that.
No.
Okay.
No, it's all in grain products except for corn. It's not in corn. And it's not in rice. That's why the Asians live 12, 15, 20 years longer than we do. It's not a genetic thing, okay? It's not a racial thing. It's because they live on rice and sweet potatoes. They do not. There are some areas around U.S. embassies and U.S. Military forces in Japan and Taiwan and places like that where they have all these same problems we've got because they're eating our wheat products instead of all the rice products and sweet potatoes like everybody else does in these Asian countries. And so if you eat like an Asian, get rid of all the wheat brought oats, take your 90 essential nutrients, you can eliminate 600 different diseases.
That's amazing, Doc. Amazing. Let's go to Maria in Illinois before the break. Hi, Maria. Go ahead.
Hello, Maria.
Maria, you with us? Going once, going twice? Nope, she didn't do it. Oh, well, Doc. Let's try Mary in Miami, first-time caller. Go ahead, Mary.
Good evening to both.
Hi.
Hi. Doc, I just got it this morning, the ultimate tangy tangerine, the Beyond Osteo Effects of the plant-derived minerals in liquid, which is 2 tablespoons per bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I can drink that in the morning without eating breakfast, right, on an empty stomach. And since I weigh now 169 pounds, can I repeat the same process on an empty stomach at around 8 p.m. at night?
Is that what you're doing?
I'm going to start doing it.
Oh, okay. I take my nutrients because you're taking 215 nutrients, and they might give you diarrhea if you're just taking them on an empty stomach. So I take them with my breakfast. Okay, my breakfast is my 3 soft scrambled eggs and butter. Okay, I have a couple big scoops of wild rice, steamed, or sweet potatoes with butter, and then I also have all my supplements. Okay, at the same time, I also have either oranges or apples or grapefruit, that sort of stuff for fruit, okay? And I've been doing this for 75 years.
Okay, can I eat it with fruit? Like I eat plums?
Yes, absolutely. Eat it with fruit. You want to take these supplements with food because it's going to stimulate your digestive system, your absorption system to be working, okay?
And those fruits do not give me diabetes, like oranges, tangerines, and plums.
No, they do not give you diabetes. When you have diabetes, you're missing some minerals. It's a mineral deficiency. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form. It's not autoimmune in any way, shape, or form. Type 2 diabetes, again, is a simple nutritional deficiency disease. And, you know, we take people who are, I mean, they're brittle diabetics for 25, 30 years. We put them on our program. And in 2 weeks' time, they're not a diabetic
anymore.
That's
fantastic. Doc, we're going to take a quick break and come back and take final calls with you. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. We shall be back with your calls. What exactly is in the Dead Sea Scrolls? Does it mean end-time prophecy? We'll be talking with Jim Farfield when we come back in a moment, the next hour, as we talk about the Copper Scroll on Coast to Coast. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, who will be up in 3 weeks. Doc Wallach with us now, and then Doc comes back 3 weeks after pharmacist Ben Fuchs as they rotate every 3 weeks. And those weeks come up pretty fast, Doc, don't they?
Well, I look forward to it because you have such a great audience, and, you know, you're such a great orchestra leader, so to speak. And so I look forward to it, and the time goes by fast.
It really does. So you'll be with us in about 6 weeks personally.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Larry in Indiana, east of the Rockies. Hey, Larry, thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you, George. I appreciate it.
How can we help you?
Well, I had a comment before I asked Doc Wallach a question.
Sure.
I really enjoy listening to your news. I wanted to tell you every night at 1.
Well, thank you.
I specifically tune in. I wanted to tell you and encourage you. I think you could have your own news station.
Paul Harvey, good day.
Yeah, right. I used to listen to old Paul years ago. But yeah, you have so many good things on there and everything that other people don't have on the news. And I mean, you could really have your own thing. But I want to ask Doc Wallach something.
Yes, sir.
I recently got diagnosed with malignant melanoma, and I'm just wondering what you would recommend as far as juicing or
is this in your supplements skin, in your liver, your lungs? Where's it at?
Where is it, Larry?
It was on my shoulder.
On his shoulder, Doc.
Skin. Okay.
Skin melanoma.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 48.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
About 190.
Okay. How tall are you?
6'1".
Okay, that's about right. And do you have any other issues, any arthritis or diabetes or high blood pressure?
No.
Okay, do you have any ringing in your ears, any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
No.
Okay, any balance problems, vertigo, dizziness?
No.
Okay. Let's see here. Do you wake up at night to urinate once, three, four, or five times, or none?
Maybe occasionally, but I don't really have much problem.
Nothing regular. Okay. All right. Any skin issues, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, other than the stuff?
Melanoma.
Oh, just the melanoma.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, here we go. You need to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat byproducts, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. You got to stay away from all that stuff. And then, at 190 pounds, I want you to have two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dose everything twice a day. That's 215 nutrients to support your immune system.
That's a lot of nutrients, Doc, huh?
Yeah, well, everybody agrees on the 90, okay? But the other 25 are also essential, but they just haven't done the research yet, okay? So we're kind of ahead of the curve here. So 215 nutrients, including the agreed-upon 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, and 3 fatty acids. Then the MSM, 3 of those, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's 2 bottles a month, again, to support the immune system through the bone marrow, make white blood cells, red blood cells, platelets, and antibodies, again. And then also it will help support healthy skin. Two-thirds of your skin thickness is due to connective tissue, okay, collagen. And then you need the collagen peptides. It's collagen from fish, poultry, sheep, and beef. A scoop of that in your morning drink, scoop of that in your evening drink. And then we have a product called Hair, Skin, and Nails. This is really a great product. We take people who've been bald for 40 years, and in 2 weeks' time, their hair starts growing back in, and in 2 months' time, their hair is like it was when they were 12 years old. Okay? And so your skin will respond to this, to the hair, skin, and nails, okay? Hair, skin, and nails. A big guy like you wants you to get 2 bottles a month. You can take 3 twice a day. And that's going to give your skin what it needs to maintain itself. All right? Now, also, we want you to take something to specifically deal with, again, skin issues. And so we also want you to take I said the MSM. We also want you to do that. And why don't we just take that? Okay, I think if you do the hair, skin, and nails, that's going to cover a lot of territory. Do you have any white, gray, or silver hair?
No, I've got pretty much all my hair covered.
Okay. You don't have one white hair in your ear or anything like that?
How would you know that, Doc?
Just a handful, maybe.
Okay, just a little bit. Yeah, you look in a mirror and you see if you have any white hair, okay?
It's hard to find the gray hair on me.
Okay, but you just maybe some, okay? And the reason I ask that... white, gray, and silver hair is not due to aging. It's actually due to a nutritional deficiency. And that nutritional deficiency negatively impacts the skin. And so, you know, I want to make sure you're getting plenty of that nutrient so the hair color will come back, but also your hair or your skin will be better. But the hair, skin, and nails are going to cover it. And also many of the nutrients in the Ultimate Daily Classic, Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, are going to take care of it because those nutrients are in there, okay? And then, you know, give us a call on George's show every 3 or 6 weeks because pharmacist Ben knows about this and I know about it, and so we can kind of monitor you and walk you through this, okay?
And here's this number, Larry, in case you missed anything the doc just said, 1-855-949-7262. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Final texted tweet for the night. Tommy, what do you have for Doc?
Hey, Doc, Joel in Wisconsin would like to know how important it is to take a multivitamin.
Okay. Well, it's a matter of life and death.
I've taken a multivitamin since I was in my teens, Doc.
Yeah, there you go. Well, taking a multivitamin is life and death, George and Tom, because, and Joel, I can remember that name as my name. I remember the name.
You don't use your first name much, do you? Everybody calls you Doc.
Everybody calls me Doc. That's my name.
You almost forgot your name was Joel.
Yeah, that's right. But at any rate, thank you. And, of course, this guy here, if he does these things, okay, and stays away from the bad stuff, he will not have any problems.
Next up, let's go to Cindy in California. Welcome to the program. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, good to have you with us.
I have been exposed to chemicals, and it's really affecting me.
Okay, now, were you in the military? Were you in a factory? Where are you getting chemicals?
Somebody is exposing me to them.
On purpose?
Yep.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay, well, here's what I would have you do. Get a hold of that book, Rare Earths Been Cures. Go to chapters 10 and 11, page 272. Get a hair analysis. It'll tell you how to collect the hair. Yeah,
what's the name of that book again, Doc?
Rare Earths Forbidden Cures.
Forbidden Cures. Okay.
Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. And, you know, we do hundreds of these every week. Okay, we send them to the laboratory. They do it. And it'll tell you if you have any toxic minerals. It'll tell you if you're absorbing. It'll tell you if you, let's say out of the 60 minerals, you might have 10 that are low or 2 that are low. Or a couple of them that are too high, whatever. And so all this information you cannot get from a blood test or a physical examination. The only place you can get that information is from a hair analysis, okay? And so you want to do that, and so we'll know which direction to go. So that's where I would start out. How much do you weigh? What's your body weight?
My body weight is close to 200. The last time I was on the scales, and I'm only 5 foot tall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're 100 pounds overweight, and I deal with men and women who are 300 pounds, 400 pounds, 500 pounds, 600 pounds, 700 pounds, and so I know how to deal with this sort of stuff. And it's one of those issues where you got to stay away from the bad stuff. No gluten, no wheat, butter, rye, and oats, okay? And then no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet ones got to go. And then... Again, I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, 2 full doses a day. That's the healthy brain and heart packs. 2 bottles of our MSM a month, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, or dinner time. They're going to support and promote maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, so forth. Now, here comes the weight loss thing. We have a shake. It's called the Keto Shake, K-E-T-O. And I want you to take 1 keto shake per day. It doesn't have to be the same meal. It's a meal replacer. It's not to add to a meal, but it's a meal replacer. So 1 meal a day. Okay, it will be the keto shake, and you'll begin to lose a half a pound or 2 pounds a day.
And that's a lot, Doc, isn't it?
I know. We
adds
been
up.
Doing this, you know, for 20 years. It never stops. It works every time. And it's one of those things where when people are overweight and obese, it's because they are nutritionally deficient, not calorie deficient, but nutritionally deficient. And when you're nutritionally deficient, your body tells you to eat looking for this, and it's a behavior called PICA, P-I-C-A. You can look it up in any dictionary, PICA. It's this sort of mysterious drive to eat and eat and eat and eat that goes along with people who are obese, okay? And it's one of those things where this all happened in 1882 when we switched from wood and coal for fuel to electricity. And that's the story is in the book, okay? It's in the book called Hell's Kitchen. And it's one of those things where in 1900, when everybody had been taken away from wood and coal as fuel and getting the minerals that way, suddenly now everybody in America is getting obese. And doctors said, oh, just eat more whole grains. And everybody started eating more wheat, butter, and oats, and it made it worse. Okay? And so this is very simple. Get a hold of that book, Rare Earths Been Cures, chapter 10 and 11, page 272. Learn how to do the hair analysis. You're not going to do it. You're going to clip the hair and send it into the lab.
They do it.
They do it. It's all very, very professional, you know, very, very high-end professional stuff.
What's it take, a couple of weeks, Doc, to get back?
About 2 weeks, to get back all the data. And, you know, everybody should be getting a hair analysis, you know, once a year, along with their physical. Because you cannot get
you think it's better than a blood test?
Well, a blood test is useful, but you cannot get this information from a blood test. From a blood test, you can talk about your iron, you can talk about your calcium, and that's about it.
Cholesterol, stuff like that.
Yeah, cholesterol. Well, cholesterol is good because it makes up 25% of your brain weight, 25% of your weight of your spinal cord. You do not want to give up cholesterol. Cholesterol is your best friend. Eat 3 eggs twice a day.
It's worse if it's too low, isn't it?
You want it about 300, and doctors want you to get below 200, and that's when everybody gets a thing called Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a cholesterol deficiency.
Let's go to Stan in South Dakota. Take it away, Stanley.
Yeah, thank you very much for... I think both of you should be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, geez. Thank you, Stan.
Thank you.
Maybe you, Doc, not me.
Well, you're both very excellent in your field. I would say you're close to geniuses.
Well, I don't know about that, but we're persistent. How can we help you, sir?
Well, I've been listening, and I've got bad knees, but I also think in 1967, I was the victim of an attempted murder.
Oh, my God.
And they hit me in the head about 17 times. And I've had trouble ever since then, emotional problems, mental problems.
Okay, how old are you, sir?
I'm 75.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
218.
Okay. Well, once you get rid of all the bad foods, we can go fast because I've said it many times tonight, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet ones got to go. And then at 215 pounds, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of zinc twice a day, 2 bottles of our MSM a month, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. It's going to help you rebuild your knees and your hips and your shoulders and your neck and your skull and all that kind of stuff. How many times a night do you wake up to urinate?
Oh, quite a few.
Okay, 5, 10 times?
At least 5.
Okay, yeah, you have osteoporosis of the skull. Okay. And so, again, you need the collagen peptides. Take a scoop of that with your morning drink, a scoop of your evening drink.
Seems like a lot of people have that, Doc.
Yes, sir. That's why I wrote the book. Let's see here.
It's all in your head.
Rebecca and I, we did a CD to follow up the book. It's all in your head. And so this happens probably in about 75% of the people over age 65. Okay, and babies are born with it. It's not an aging thing. Babies are born with it. They get what's called palsy, Erb's palsy, because the skull is squeezing the spinal cord, and they can't move anything below the neck when they're born because the skull is squeezing it because the mother was nutritionally deficient, and so she gave the baby osteoporosis of the skull. And so this book is flying off the shelf because all these people with osteoporosis of the skull, there's 60 different diseases discussed in this book. Okay, pardon me, 67 different diseases.
That's amazing.
Caused by osteoporosis of the skull. 67 different diseases caused by osteoporosis of the skull. And all these people have been going to 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 of all these specialists being treated for the symptoms, but not getting rid of the cause, which is osteoporosis of the skull.
How many doctors are aware of that symptom, osteoporosis of the skull?
Well, unless they've been listening to you and me, unless they've been reading my books and stuff, none.
Not a lot. Not a lot. Doc, we're almost out of time. We'll probably see you in about 6 weeks, my friend. And that would put you into November, I guess. Close to it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, God bless you, George, you and your team. Thank you so much. And Pharmacist Ben will be here in three weeks with you, and he does a great job.
You got it. Thank you. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And lastly, those of you who would like to talk to Doc during the week, he's on from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Go to ksco.com.